good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside Matt Trenton, also Ryan Elliott, and Jenny James, also on hand to help us out on the show this evening, helping out behind the scenes here at Carson's. And we've got a good show coming up tonight. We'll be talking basketball and softball, as men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, along with women's head coach Buck Shield, and then softball coach Ryan Anderson, and a pitcher off of his team in Taylor Blackford will be joining us on the program this evening. Matt Trenton, this basketball team will be having a chance to get back home for a while after a road trip last weekend out to Kearney and to Hayes, Kansas. It'll be nice to get back home and first of three games in a row coming up.
Yeah, always good to see the Bearcats playing back here in Maryville, especially after just a long stretch of a lot of games in a short amount of time there. After we had that kind of snow game there against Central Missouri get moved around, I believe it was four games in 8 days, so not a lot of rest for the Bearcats, especially if you're in that travel to Nebraska Kearney, then Fort Hayes last Saturday as well. So nice long stretch of getting a week off from games, but now getting getting things geared back up against Missouri Western, so hoping for a couple of good ones on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that bye came at a very good time, again, when you factor in that makeup of a game with Central Missouri last Monday, and then you ended up having four games really in a seven-day span, and then you factor also in on the women's side. They had a double overtime game out in Kearney, so a lot of basketball, a little extra basketball for the women as well, and it really, I think, took a toll a little bit on both teams.
Yeah, I think you're right. And for the women's team, when you look back to January 13th, where that stretch kind of started in a battle with Southwest Baptist, played a really good ball game right there all the way to the end, ended up dropping that one by 5 points. Then you have a top 12 team in the nation come in Central Missouri, and you battle with them, and then they're able to edge that one out in the fourth quarter as well. You take Nebraska Kearney on the road in a double overtime. And after all that, that's a lot of minutes on those legs. And so you go to Fort Hayes, which is another good ranked team, and they're able to go away and knock the Bearcats off in that one. So a lot of tough grind them out games to where you're exhausted physically, exhausted mentally. So a chance to get that break, big for this team, and a chance to come in here, get a big W against Missouri Western, and pick up some momentum as we go into February.
And on the men's side, again, playing that same type of schedule, just on the men's side there, Northwest ended up losing one on the road to Nebraska Kearney in a tough game where just couldn't get the shots to fall, especially in the second half against the Lopers.
Yeah, a tough ball game there, and, you know, didn't necessarily come out and play poorly in that one, just got outplayed, and we later found out that Justin Pitt suffered a concussion and didn't realize, but ended up playing that second half and battled through that, and that's something that kind of set him back a little bit. So a tough loss there, but you bounce right back and you go into Hayes in a place that the Tigers hadn't lost at home all year, and the Bearcats came out, played well, even without the best player in NCAA Division II and Justin Pitts, and you see 20 points and 14 rebounds out of Chris Ibuendow to kind of lead the way. And you get a top-to-bottom good overall game for Northwest, a 72-67 victory where they grinded it out, able to hit some key free throws late in that ball game to finish that one off. So good to see that. Now you're hoping after the week off and everything, you're building up some momentum and can really carry that into this final stretch run, because you know, you think about regional seeding will be coming out before long. You're also still fighting for that MIAA championship, so a lot of stuff still to be decided in this last month or so.
Should be a fun afternoon Saturday at Bearcat Arena with Missouri Western. Always a fun time when the Griffins come to town, but you factor in a lot of special things going on around the game itself for the fans to enjoy.
Yeah, a couple different promos, including Student Organization Day, so hoping to get all the different student organizations around campus, including Greek Life, to come out. Put on a good show, have a lot of fun, make a lot of noise, and really get that home environment we like to see at Bearcat Arena that we saw all postseason last year here for the men during the regional. Hope to see a good crowd for that, and they have a chance to win some prizes that way as well. Also, T-shirts for the first, I think, 1,200 fans coming in, courtesy of student body. And then Carson Sports Grill, which we're at here for the coaches show tonight if you're on your way down. Carson's giving away some good items there throughout, some gift cards during the ball game too. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of promos, a lot of fan-friendly material, also a couple good basketball games against a rival, and hopefully a sweep of the Griffins.
Not only on Saturday some giveaways, we got some nice things coming up here tonight as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right, John. a couple of those. It is wide out. That is kind of the theme for the day. If you're going in, cheer on the Bearcats on Saturday at Bearcat Arena, wear your white, support the home team there. And, as I mentioned, some special student body whiteout T-shirts. We actually have some of those here this evening. So come in, fill a little form, a chance to win those, and go ahead and give our first one away right now. It will be Brooke Black winning a Northwest whiteout T-shirt courtesy of student body. Brooke Black, if you want to come down and see Jenny and Ryan over here, they've got our whiteout T-shirts. Grab one of those. And pretty nice design there, the white T-shirts, the silver emblem across the front and the writing. So kind of starting off the festivities now and hoping for a good game on Saturday.
All right. Again, we've got a good show on hand tonight with basketball and softball are our topics this evening. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest softball team, Ryan Anderson, as he'll be joining us right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we have another winner in our audience this evening. Larry Cady is the winner of one of the T-shirts that we were talking about during the break. So, Larry, come over and see Jenny and Ryan over here and pick up your prize. So, Larry Cady is the winner of our T-shirt. And as we mentioned before the break, talking softball, as head coach of the Northwest softball team, Ryan Anderson, is with us. And, Ryan, imagine days like today. You look outside saying, boy, it would be nice if every day during the spring would be as nice as what we had today.
48 degrees seems hot in January, so you get out as much as you can and enjoy these days and realize that there's another 25-degree day around the corner, so you don't get many of those.
Yeah, it's a matter of perspective. Imagine at the end of May you get the same temperature and you're saying how cold it is outside.
Oh, we try to tell the players, don't get caught up. Don't let yourself think it's cold, because at 7:30 in the morning when we're getting ready to play at 9 and it's 20 degrees on the field, 40 feels good. So we're going to have some cold ones.
And as we were talking before the break, too, it's not going to be too long before you get out and play for real. Coming up on February 10th, I believe we've got Arkansas Tech coming up. We'll talk more about that as we go along here. But it's right now is the time where you kind of think that it's a long ways till the season gets rolling. But then you look at the calendar here in January, and you're ready to lace them up and get ready to go.
Yeah, we're about 2 weeks out, and we have another one full week, and then – you know, the second week, a lot of it has to be light just to give the pitcher some rest going into the weekend, but we don't have a lot of time left. So we're where we need to be right now. Still need to catch up on some things, but, you know, we're getting to that point where we just need to play.
And you're able to get outside the last couple of days. How much of a help is that at this time of year when you're able to get outside, just even if it's for a day or two during practice time?
Well, just for the mental health, it's great for the players. When it's been 15, 20 degrees and you get a 45-degree day and you get to go outside and just enjoy the sunlight a little bit. You know, it feels warm at times if it's not too windy. But, you know, that 45-degree day feels like 60. So, you know, we don't get a lot of these, like I said, and when we can have a chance to get out, we do.
I'd imagine, too, having the turf at the football facility is a big help to you guys this time of year.
Oh, definitely. We keep going by our field, hoping that there's hope out there that we can get on it. But, you know, we still have frost coming out of the ground, and right now we have standing water. So the frost is coming up. But to be able to get on the turf, you know, where it can be dry and there's no snow and you can take balls and every ball is perfect bounce, it's nice. It's nice to get out there.
Well, last week on the show, we talked to Scott Lorick about this as well, with the indoor facility coming up. And you're able to see that really make progress each about every day you look. And you look like you've got another key component of that done. I imagine from your standpoint as well, you can't wait to get that facility up and running.
Oh, it's going to be huge. You know, just, you know, every year there's going to be multiple cold days. So, you know, if there's some place that we can get inside and not have to be trapped in a batting cage, you know, to go live where we're going to have space, and it's going to be helpful for everybody. You know, we can do defense, pitchers can throw without being confined into a little cage, but, you know, there's a lot of just things that we're going to be able to do that we can't right now.
And I imagine, too, just from a standpoint of the logistics of all the different sports trying to utilize on Lampkin, that that'll ease off on a lot of that, too, where you guys can have practice schedules at reasonable times here as well.
You hope so. It's tough right now. We have to schedule around baseball, and, you know, they want to get their swings in. We want to get our swings in. But now we have to worry about class schedules and all those things. So, you know, we make it work, but it's definitely going to be an advantage next year.
Well, just talk about the team you got for this season and where you see it will be some of the strengths of this year's squad.
We have good pitching coming back, which always helps. You know, Taylor, who's here tonight, you know, she had a great year last year. Looking for Rachel Smith to come back and coming back from injury last year, you know, just to help lead us this year. But we also have a lot of experience coming back defensively. You know, really 75% of the infield is back. We have a new third baseman. We have a new second baseman, but the second baseman we have right now, she played last year in outfield. So we have a lot of players coming back. We have a couple outfielders coming back. So it's not like we are a very new team. So we have tons of experience that we hope can get us through these first two weekends where the teams we're facing are outside on the dirt every day, and, you know, just the upper-class experience can help us get through those first two weekends with knowing what we need to do.
When you go into the first couple of weekends, what are some of the things that at this time of year you see out of your team that much is ahead, pitching defense right now, or the hitting a little bit ahead of pitching and defense with the way the facilities that you have?
You know, whenever we start going live, pitching's always starts out ahead. You know, it's always frustrating. You know, if the hitters don't hit, you're frustrated. But if the pitchers are giving up all these hits, now you're worried about the season because the pitchers can't get anybody out. So, you know, you want to see both ways. The pitchers, you know, throwing well, getting ground outs, but you want to see the hitters hit. You know, going into the first weekend, we take as many cuts as we can. We don't get to be on the dirt like the Southern teams. So we hope to catch up offensively. We know defensively we may have some mistakes, a lot of things we can't control because we don't get to get on our field till hopefully February. But, you know, offensively, you know, that has to be something that we're caught up with them.
Do you learn more about the team during these first 2 weeks than what you have going into the season right now?
Oh, you know, it's one of those that you hope in our short fall season you see some things. When we get to the off season, you kind of see some improvement. You kind of see some things see some players make some adjustments. But then when we finally get to come back together in January and practice going live, doing defense, those type of things, you hope to see those things you've talked about all off season, and we have, and that's what's good. So, you know, there's always those adjustments that are still going to need to be made here, but there's a lot of good things we've seen so far.
When you look at your schedule to start off with, you're going to get to know the road to Bentonville, Arkansas pretty well, it looks like.
It's a good trip for us. You know, it's not a hard drive at all, and it's always a nice area to go play. They put on a good tournament down there, so I think 8 of our first 10 opponents were all regionally ranked, I think top 10 or 12 last year, so It's going to be a tough schedule to start with. It's going to be fun because we gotta come out swinging right away because they will. So, you know, it's a great trip to go down there.
And I would think, too, by playing that type of schedule early, that's got to really be a benefit to you when you get into the conference schedule.
It is. You know, I think our fifth or sixth game of the year, we play defending national champion right away. And, you know, we see them usually every year. And it's always a good test. And, you know, 2 years ago we played them in regionals. And so it's good to see these games early. Just like you said, when you get into season, okay, you've already faced these tough opponents. Now we know what to do.
And when you look at the rest of the schedule there after Bentonville, you're in Joplin for a tournament, then conference play really gets rolling in Jeff City with Lincoln, and then over to Lindenwood and down to St. Joseph for a tournament as well, it looks like, before you finally get a chance to get home.
Yeah, it's a long stretch. You always hope by then the snow's off the field. So there's been years that we don't get in the field till mid-March, but you know, it looks good right now. But, yeah, it's a long stretch, and, you know, hopefully during that time we can get out and actually practice outside and at least get some defense on the dirt.
Do you feel good about where the team is right now?
I think so. You know, you usually get 3 weeks into practice, and you know there's still some improvement there, but it becomes you just need to play. You know, you need to start playing to help the learning curve go a little bit faster. You can talk about things, you can do things, but so much of it comes in games. And so we just need those in-game reps and, you know, just see that live action.
I know that right now your emphasis is on this upcoming season, but earlier the announcement about some early signings, bringing in four players into the program in the early signing period. Just talk about the importance of bringing in players during that period and the players you got coming into this program.
Yeah, we picked up four players early, and, you know, they're all four players that can help us. Brought a little bit of speed in. We're graduating two catchers this year, so we're picking up a couple more catchers there. And then we have a utility kid coming in, and, you know, it's one of those. You can't have too many utility kids. And then we had needed some speed as well, so we brought that in. But, you know, they're all players that can help us in some way next year.
And that's important, too, Matt, just to be able to step in and help right away there.
Yeah. You know, we're losing, I think, six seniors, but, you know, we have a few people that are going to be able to move spots and fill in for us or fill their holes next year, but we will have a couple holes, and those, you know, four players right there are going to have a chance to step in and play right away.
Now, we mentioned earlier that Taylor Blackford's with us, and she'll be up in the next segment, and just tell us a little bit about Taylor and what she means to your program.
You know, Taylor's had a... I think she's been here longer than I have, but I always give her a hard time about that, but she actually had a redshirt year, her second year here, and she just, you know, first couple years just fought injuries up and down and, you know, didn't get her on the field like we wanted to, and last year she really stepped up. She, you know, had to step in and, you know, be the number one and do what she needed to do, and she did it. She got outs and she pitched well and, you know, pitched well the whole year. So it was the pitcher that I thought I was getting back when I saw her when she was a junior and senior. So, you know, it was good to see that, you know, with all those injuries, with, you know, sicknesses and all those things that, you know, she kept developing. And, you know, her pitches are working right now for her. And, you know, and that's what we want out of her, you know, come in and get outs. You know, if you have 12 strikeouts a game, that's great, but I need 21 outs. So, you know, she's embraced that and, you know, goes with it.
I imagine a lot of times with pitchers, a lot of it's just trusting your defense behind you at times, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's embraced that, you know. She doesn't go out to try to strike out every hitter. It's make it a quick inning, you know, get your outs, trust your midfield and your corners and let them play. You know, they're out there for a reason, so get your ground balls and get out of the inning. So she's done a good job with that, and found a way to get a lot of outs.
All right, well, Ryan, thanks a lot for being with us on the show, and good luck for your season getting underway here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
And that is Ryan Anderson, the head softball coach at Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll continue to talk softball as pitcher Taylor Blackford will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back into the Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville. Matt Trutt now being joined by Taylor Blackford, a senior from Des Moines, Iowa, on the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Before we dive in talking softball with Taylor, we have another shirt to give away here, courtesy of the student body. This one, Christina Pace. Christina Bass won a Northwest Missouri State whiteout t-shirt courtesy of the student body. So if you want to come down and see Ryan and Jenny just to our left and pick up your prize, or they'll search you out, Christina Pace. So, but talking Northwest softball with Taylor Blackford. Taylor, appreciate you coming on. Can you believe that we are, what, just a couple weeks away from actually starting the season up?
2 weeks. It's exciting. We wait all year long in the fall. We work hard, and then we have a long break over Christmas, so you just get really anxious. And these last 3 weeks we've been able to get outside, so it's nice to just be ready to play.
What's that like going through? I mean, honestly, we had a pretty nice fall, a pretty nice December up until around Christmas, and then heading into January, it got pretty ridiculously cold, but kind of coming out of that and getting yourself ready for the fall season and getting yourself warm every day and used to those elements, what's that like and what's the process like every day?
Well, the last few years we've been trying to get outside and it's been pretty cold. Like, we'll go outside and it's 20 degrees and you just are miserable out there, but you know you need to be out on the field seeing balls before you get out and start playing games. But this year it's been great having such nice weather and we can get out and be excited about being outside. You're not shaking the whole time. But it's been really good for our defense to kind of knock the rust off and get prepared for our games.
Can you believe they decided to wait until after your senior year to build an indoor?
Oh, I know it.
Didn't come and consult you about that?
Oh, it's like they just keep rubbing it in my face. Oh, we're going to get this wonderful, wonderful building, and you are leaving.
Would you get to talk like your parents now, walking to school? 10 miles uphill both ways in the snow.
Yeah.
So
you've
got the war stories to go with it. But let's talk about your career a little bit here at Northwest. Last year, essentially stepping up as the ace, 13-8 record, just over 2 ERA, over 142 innings pitched. A really good junior campaign, but a little bit of adversity before that, missing 2015 with the torn labrum, which we spoke about just before going on. But talk about going through that and missing your sophomore season there and coming back in, working out, playing 2016 a little bit, getting yourself back in, but essentially hitting that stride once again last year.
Yeah, my freshman year was kind of a learning curve. It was exciting to be around pitchers that I knew were really good, and it was excited to learn from them as a freshman. And then my sophomore year, I got injured in the fall, and it was miserable. I've never sat out a full year of softball, and it was probably one of the hardest years ever, but I worked really hard to get my strength back and come back stronger than I was before. The year after my injury, it was tough getting back into games and things, but we had really great pitchers, so it was nice to be able to come in and relieve them when they needed. And then last year, it was great to be, you know, starting and pitching in so many games.
Pitching a little bit more out of the relief role in 2016, did you anticipate, did you feel like once that junior season rolled around in 17 that you'd be back to full strength and able to kind of let it loose?
Yeah, I did a lot of rehab for over a year, and I felt like I was as strong as I was before, if not stronger. I like the relieving role, but it's nice to be able to start a game and kind of see how far you can go.
So the leadership aspect, especially after a good campaign last year, MIAA honors, how does that change now heading into 2018? And you're a senior, it's your last hurrah, and bring up those younger players while at the same time getting yourself and your team ready to win right now.
It's bittersweet. I am so excited for this year, but you can't help but think this is it after this year. And so it's sad, but it's nice to know that I have such great girls. I mean, as a pitcher, it's nice to know that you have a great defense behind you. I've never been a very overpowering pitcher, so having them behind me is great, and I know how strong my defense is, so it's nice as a pitcher to be able to go in and feel confident. You don't have to worry about striking people out. You just worry about getting ground balls and outs.
And that has to kind of go both ways. Comfortable for you to have a good defense behind you, but at the same time for your defense, knowing that you're coming in, pitching to contact, going to be a lot of ground balls and some fly balls going there too, to where they can't really sit back and fall asleep in the field. There's always going to be constant action.
Right. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I've never, ever been a pitcher that tries to throw for strikeouts. I mean, that's obviously my goal, but as a defense, we're always moving, and it's nice to be able to trust that they're behind you and they've been getting balls the whole game. It's not like I'm getting strikeouts and then they randomly get a ground ball, but it's nice.
2017, 55 Ks, just 25 walks, so doing a good job of limiting base runners that way too. But talk about the end of 2017 a little bit. Does it rip your heart out a little bit when you get to that point? You win the first two in the MIAA tournament. You have the number one seed UCO on the ropes, and they're just able to come through with one good inning, pick up that win in the semifinal, and then another close one turnaround after that, I believe against Emporia, that just falls short in. But that close to knocking off UCO, that close to an MIAA championship, is that kind of a motivating factor heading into this year?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Last year was great. I mean, we were so excited going into tournament, and we knew what we were capable of, and I feel like we showed that definitely in the games that we played and the competition that we had. But I think it kind of makes us more anxious and more ready for a season to start this year, knowing that we can do more.
That build-up all year long of trying to make your way to Oklahoma City and playing in a great stadium down there, then going up against the number one team in the conference and being that close. I mean, is all of that kind of, I don't know, some fuel to the fire of, you know, you have a chance to go down there and do some pretty good things, ruffle some feathers throughout the MIAA. Is that kind of that feeding force going in there for this team too?
Oh, yeah. We finish finals, and we're just done. We're ready to play softball, and we'll go as long as we need to. So going into that tournament last year, everybody was just so amped to get down there and start games, and we knew what we were capable of. We played some really great games in at UCO last spring early, and it was exciting to know that we were capable of going out down there and taking it, but just fell a little bit short.
Well, Bearcats, 2016, make an NCAA tournament, a regional appearance there, a couple ball games there. Sure, winning an MIAA championship, getting back into the NCAA tournament, all those, some team goals. But for you personally, what's driving you this year? Are there some individual numbers you're hoping to hit across the board?
I don't focus on specific numbers. I just am a big team person. I want my team to do well, and I want my team to succeed, and I get to be there alongside them. So that's really the most driving factor for me. I want my team to do well and go far.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State softball with Taylor Blackford, a senior from Des Moines, Iowa, played at Hoover High School before coming down to Maryville. Des Moines to Maryville, it's a bit of a, you know, big city kind of down to the small town. What brought you down to Maryville in the first place?
I'd actually never heard of Maryville when I was in high school, but there was a school in Des Moines that I was looking at as well, and I came down here and I just fell in love with campus. I fell in love with the atmosphere. It is a big difference going from Des Moines to Maryville, but it's a good difference. I absolutely love it here, and I wouldn't have wanted to spend my last 5 years anywhere but here.
You know, it's pretty easy kind of looking across the board at the success that you see throughout the fall sports, winter sports, spring sports, but kind of that winning culture you see across the athletic department, you see that bleeding into the softball team as well. Is that kind of driving factor to where each sport kind of feeds off the other one? Oh, you see the success there. We want to match that success there, and it kind of builds on itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, football is always great, obviously. And so, I mean, in the weight room, we work as hard as I feel like the other teams do. We have the same coaches pushing us, and everybody's pushing everybody. And it's such a family culture that everybody just wants to keep going, and outbeat the other teams. But you know that your other teams are great, so it's nice to see them on top, but you want to be up there with them too.
Taylor, appreciate your time this evening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
That's Taylor Blackford, a senior for the Northwest Missouri State softball team. Opening up the season here in just a few weeks, taking on Arkansas Tech there on February 10th, I believe, is the first game for the Bearcats. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break here from Carson Sports Grill. When we come back, we'll talk women's basketball. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville. We have the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats taking on Missouri Western this weekend in a pair of basketball games. Women taking on the Griffins at 1:30 on Saturday. The men coming up at 3:30. Also, the whiteout game. You can pick up your whiteout T-shirt courtesy of Student Body at the gate. We're also giving them away on the show right now. Our next winner here at Carson Sports Grill is Joe Cady. If you want to come down and see John, Ryan, and Ginny, they'll get you your Bearcat whiteout T-shirt courtesy of the Student Body. Buck, will you be wearing white on Saturday?
I'll have some white on. I wouldn't say it'll be too aggressive.
We can't get you in kind of a Miami Vice all-white jumpsuit.
I don't really have that in my arsenal, so.
Well, it's funny you say that. John Coffey actually has one from the 80s he would let you borrow.
Well, you know.
He was planning on wearing it, but you can have it.
Well, if it's the right size, you know, I might take a look at it. Sleeves might be a little short, so.
I think that was the style back then, right?
That's true.
Coach, coming into the ballgame, you got the rivalry matchup coming in here. A bit of a driving factor, but also it's Student Organization Day, so you know that all the student organizations, including Greek Life, will be out in full force, giving away T-shirts. Carson's has promos going on throughout the day as well to win gift cards. You get folks coming up from St. Joe. It's going to be a packed house.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. It's going to be a lot of fun. From going on the road, a couple tough games, one where you take a team in a double overtime to be able to come back and just be thrown into an atmosphere like that. Is that kind of what you need, what you want right now of just throw them in there and get a lot of energy from the fans to help carry this game.
Yeah, you know, right now we're at that point where any extra energy added life is a definite positive for us, especially after this past week with having four games in that short amount of time and three out of those four being, you know, very competitive games for us, some of our best games this year, you know, not being able to come out on the positive end. They were still, you know, really, really good games, really good growing points for us. And so to be able to have Missouri Western here at home, you know, it should be a real fun atmosphere. And I started talking with the girls a little bit about it yesterday just to, you know, take it all in and embrace it and use that added energy, added life that's going to be in the gym and just run with it and go out and play and see what happens.
Now, before we dive into to Missouri Western too much, we didn't have you on last week, obviously making a trip over to Kearney, but you look at the past four games as a whole, and those first three especially, when you have Baptist, Central, Nebraska, Kearney, you're right there within striking distance in all three of those, including double overtime at Kearney. From the first couple games, then when you're down in Bolivar and the players are kind of feeling each other out, you're getting that chemistry, that camaraderie back to this point. It feels like they've taken a lot of steps, and you've seen a lot of maturity, especially out of those young players.
Yeah, you know, we've definitely grown a lot throughout this season, and you know, it's been good to see that. And I think we've grown a lot just from Christmas break. You know, just with our young kids, and what they've done, and even some of our returners and our transfers. You know, everybody has shown some growth, and so. You know, for us, we just have to stay on that path, and you know, we're going to continue to approach every game as a new game, new situation, and even more so as we go into you know, Western this weekend. That's pretty much how we got to look at it, because they're pretty significantly different from the first time that we played them, and you know, we need to carry over that energy that we had with Central and SBU and Nebraska Kearney into this game.
Looking at the ball game against Hayes last Saturday, that one looks like a product of, it's a long season. You guys had a lot of games in a short amount of time, especially after the Central one gets carried over, and some tired legs playing on the road against a tough team.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough stretch, you know, especially with the double overtime game at Kearney, with that just being a high emotion game, high physical game. You know, we had four players that game play 40 plus minutes, and you know, there was a lot of mental and physical wear and tear throughout that contest. So we go out on that Saturday against Hayes, and you know, we kind of struggled shooting right from the start. Excuse me, came out kind of flat. They came out pretty hot and knocked down some shots early, just kind of hitting from everywhere and really got momentum going. And we had dug ourselves such a big hole that first quarter, we couldn't get out of it. You know, after that first quarter, for the most part, it was played pretty even, but there was, you know, so much momentum gained by their on their half that we just couldn't make up.
Now, overall, your starting lineup has shifted a little bit as the season's carried on, and I know Matt talked to you about it before. But when you see Kehlani Maiava in the starting lineup with the production you're getting from her, a transfer in, I think, expected to give you some good minutes, make an impact. But has she come along a little bit further than maybe you even expected this season?
Yeah, you know, she's definitely come on really well as of late. And I think a lot of that had to do with some of the adjustments that we made within our offense. And, you know, looking back on it, I think we were trying to get her to, you know, do some things that she wasn't necessarily ready for. And, you know, so we've changed a few things, and now we've put her in positions where she's a lot more comfortable and, you know, has been able to give us a lot more production and, for the most part, been pretty consistent here as of late. And so hopefully that will carry into this weekend, just because I feel we can establish a pretty good presence inside with some different combinations against what they're going to be bringing to the table. So we'll see, and hopefully that'll continue.
Talking Northwest Missouri State basketball with head coach Buck Scheel. Bearcats taking on Missouri Western this weekend. And that's a team that started out, I think, won 9 of their first 10. A lot of injuries hit that team, as well as a few other circumstances to where they're down to 6, maybe 7 players if another player comes back from injury. And I think they've lost 6 of 7 maybe. It's been a bit of a struggle for Rob Edmiston's team down there. You mentioned before it's a much different team this time around. What do you do to kind of expose that? You experienced, you know, having some tired legs there last weekend. They're a team that's, I mean, they've got probably four girls playing 40 minutes every time out.
Yeah, you know, it's still going to be tough. You know, they went into Kearney with a really good game plan and basically led Kearney up until 39 seconds left in the game and just happened to turn the ball over two times in a row. That led to 5 or 6 points for Kearney, for them to, you know, take the lead and hold on to it. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. They've changed things up defensively just because they can't be as aggressive as what they normally are. And so, you know, believe it or not, they are playing some zone defense, which I don't think that's been in Coach Ed's vocabulary for several years. And so, you know, there's adjustments that we'll have to make with some things they are doing. But we also have to be prepared for, you know, several different things and new things to be thrown at us. Just, you know, they've had time to make some changes and some adjustments with what they're doing, add some new sets offensively and make some adjustments possibly defensively. So, you know, we've got to be fully prepared going into that game for everything and also be able to make some in-game adjustments as well.
This is a big one too, especially just that rivalry fact. You got a lot of young players. Talk about that at all, or is that something upperclassmen talk about, or just they just kind of know?
Well, they just kind of know. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about here recently today and even, you know, going into tomorrow is when we played them first semester, it was pretty ugly. And it was a game that we were never in it from the start. And I don't feel we gave them a performance that we're capable of. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we've talked about and we'll be pushing again tomorrow in practice as well as in shoot around, that, you know, we're going to be put into the situation where it's our home court. We're going to have a great atmosphere and we just need to feed off that and take advantage.
Getting into February, still quite a few ball games left. You're only two games back of that last spot and to go into the MIAA tournament. Is that something you think about at all? Is it in the back of your mind a little bit of, if you take care of business some of these ball games, you're right there?
Yeah, it's always there, and it's been there this whole time. And, you know, obviously when you look at wins and losses where we're at, obviously it's not ideal. But there's a lot of situations in games where, you know, we had our opportunities and, you know, missed opportunities offensively, defensively, mistakes here and there. Just part of that process. But to know that with the games we have left and how we're playing now compared to how we were playing, you know, that first half of the season, you know, right now anything is possible. And the opportunities are going to be there. We just have to take advantage of it.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you again on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball head coach, taking on the Missouri Western Griffins this Saturday at 1:30 Bearcat Arena. Pick up your whiteout T-shirt as well as participate in some fun games from Carson Sports Grill. Win some prizes there throughout the ball game. Should be a fun day. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Coffey will talk with Ben McComb about his wardrobe for this weekend here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk more with you, we got another T-shirt to hand out.
Oh,
here.
Fantastic, John. Is it a whiteout one?
It is. Good. It is. Andy Anderson is the winner of this T-shirt, so if Andy can pick up his T-shirt, just go over here and see Jenny or Ryan, and again, winner of a whiteout T-shirt here this evening. So apparently the attire that we're wearing on Saturday is of utmost concern for Matt Trenton, and he's kind of wondering, what are you going to be wearing on Saturday?
John, that's a tough question. I'm considering going with black pants.
Yeah.
Black shoes, white shirt, and a green tie. What do you think?
That's not bad.
You think that would look good?
Yeah, I think it would.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah, kind of color coordinated and everything.
Yeah, you know, and it changes things up a little bit. Throw a curveball at people.
Yeah.
You know, just they'll be shocked at what I'm wearing.
Well, it's after Labor Day and before Memorial Day, so you can't wear white shoes with that.
That's absolutely. Isn't that white pants?
And shoes, I think everything there, too.
Well, everything white. Good. Okay, good. Thank you. I'll avoid that.
All right. Well, coming off a win Saturday against Fort Hays State, finally didn't play that Pitts kid, and you were able to pick up a win on Saturday.
Yeah, fortunately, he sat out, so we were able to get a win finally. No. You know, I thought our kids really showed up ready to play. I think it re-engaged them to compete at a high level with that heightened awareness that we've been trying to preach to them constantly. They were forced to play with that because they didn't have Justin, so we lost a lot of our talent, a lot of our scoring, and now it's like our back's against the wall. You're going to have to do all the little things if you want to have a chance to beat Hayes at Hayes, where they're undefeated, and our guys showed up and they did the little things, and it was like you were at all those games. It was like one of my 12 and 15 or 10 and 16 teams, or even that year we won the league that third season where it was just a fist fight, you know, and that's what we turned it into. We turned it into, you know, as physical as we could get it, and you know, just pound it inside against you, grind it out and guard, and we were fortunate to come out on top.
And going back to Pitts' injury again Thursday night in that matchup with Nebraska, Kearney went out with a concussion in that game. Really, I mean, I actually didn't go out in that game, but suffered that, I guess, late in the first half maybe, but nobody knew really about it till after the ball game.
Yeah, you know, I think we saw him get hit, and I'm guessing that they went and approached him and put him through some of the tests, because I saw him putting him through some of the tests. And Justin's got a pretty high pain tolerance, so I'm assuming he's able to pass those tests with flying colors, regardless of any pain that he's under. He didn't visibly show symptoms necessarily. Like, he didn't look like he was looking off in space or anything like that. And the only symptoms he showed was he missed multiple layups and turned it over a bunch. But other than that, he seemed fine. And then, you know, after the game, the trainer's like, well, we better make sure to test him just to confirm. And then the next morning he did pass, and so obviously we are where we are now.
And let's just go back to that Kearney game just a little bit. Unfortunately, a loss on the road to Nebraska Kearney team. They had some guys come out, and they played lights out against you.
Yeah, it's kind of the MO, and we've said it over and over. That's what you get. And it's interesting if everybody says, well, you're taking everybody's best shots, and we are, but the other side, first off, I think that's kind of an excuse. I think it's a crutch, and I think our guys have accepted that excuse a little too much. And even as a coaching staff, you get to where you hear that. It's like, oh, yeah, we're taking everybody's best shot. Oh, yeah. Well, then you build in an excuse for yourself to lose. And so we've tried to eliminate that from their mindset. And we go in is if we give our 100% and they give their 100%, we should win. And that's what your job is. And we'll take the best shot. They don't hit those shots against everybody else or this, that, or the other thing. Yeah, well, they won't hit them against you if you give 100%. And so we've tried to eliminate those excuses. Hopefully our guys see that. And again, we've had pretty good practices these last few days, and obviously we've gave them a couple days off, which was nice. And there's no better game to come back to than Missouri Western for that.
You feel like with the results of the Hayes game too, that the team maybe is relying a little bit on Justin to come out and do things, where you come out in the Hayes matchup and where you didn't have Justin there, that the guys maybe refocus on the fact that they can play, do some things even when Justin's out of the game?
I think so. I think Justin bails you out a little bit because you have talent. And so you may not. I see it. I see what we're doing wrong. I feel like I do. I feel like I relay the message. Sometimes it takes something like that for kids to actually feel it and see it happen. And then obviously against Hayes, we were able to compete at a higher level. And it's like, oh, so what you've been saying since the day we got here, this is what you meant. And sometimes it takes that, and hopefully they learn from it, and hopefully we develop some of that hunger again, and we play with a purpose.
Every team goes through the schedule in the MIAA where you have 1 week where it's a bye week, and the team this week for Northwest. Do you feel like this year in particular that the schedule laid out came at a pretty good time for you?
I feel like it always comes at the right time. I really do. I think during the season you always are tired, and that those 2 days in a row off that we took Sunday and Monday, those are great days to really get their legs underneath them. But most importantly, I don't think it's a leg thing. I think it's a mental thing. And kids, it's very difficult to get up at a high level every single day of practice and every single game. And so you need those 2 days to refocus you mentally. And I think that did it for our guys.
I would imagine, too, when you look at the past week where you had the cancellation of the, or postponement, I should say, the Central Missouri matchup, where all of a sudden you're playing that on Monday afternoon instead of the past Thursday, where you got 4 games in 7 days there, to where perhaps that well makes this a good week to have it.
Yeah, 4 games in the 7 days. Obviously, Central moved that game. I don't know if it's convenience or not, but... So they moved it to Monday, and then we had the road trip to Kearney and Hayes, which is never easy. I don't think that played a part in it. I think regardless if we had that Monday game or not, I think we probably still would have lost that Kearney game. But you know, who knows? And then now you got the week after 4 and 7 days, and it did come at a good time. And obviously now we get Justin back, because if we played today, is it today? Yeah. If we played today, or yesterday for that matter, I don't think he would have played. So it helps us get him back for Saturday, hopefully.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and talk about the matchup this weekend with Missouri Western. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat radio network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to Carson Sports School in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live and talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, Missouri Western coming up Saturday afternoon. That'll be a lot of fun Saturday.
I think so. You know, it's wide out, and they have all the activity groups there, so it should be fun. Hopefully we can play well. Hopefully we have a good crowd, and hopefully we come out with a win.
When you look at Missouri Western, their record a little bit deceiving compared to what they've really been doing on the floor. They just haven't picked up some wins, but they've been in just about every game they played this year.
They've been in a lot of games, and they've been leading late in a lot of games. I think with them, they have a difficult time scoring down the stretch where they don't have a guy that they can go to that just gets you a bucket. And so they might have a lead with 5 minutes to go, and they just can't score, and the other team can. And so that's kind of what happens with them. They play hard. They compete defensively. Offensively, they've changed offenses and run something a little bit different. I would guess in this week they've probably adjusted some more things offensively, so we'll have to be prepared for whatever. It'll be a tough game. It'll be a tough rivalry game.
I think they're playing a little bit better than the last time the two teams met down in St. Joe.
No, I don't think so. I think they're playing pretty similar. I think they're pretty well the same. I think they're just missing that go-to scorer that you need at this in this league to be able to close out games.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about that loss to Nebraska. Kearney, when you look at the conference standings, at that time dropped a couple games back of Washburn. Then Washburn turns around and drops a game. So the schedule helped you out a little bit there as far as the conference race coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, and they've been at home a lot. So I don't know that our job is to continue to win. Obviously, now you control your own destiny if you can continue to win. But yeah, that's our job. Just keep winning, keep getting better, and see what happens. And you know, I think you can hope for Washburn to lose, but I don't know that that's the way to win a conference championship. They have a tough stretch. I think they have, because they've got two home games again this week, and then they go, I want to say they go on the road maybe seven of their last ten. It's quite a bit. So they've got a tough stretch coming up, and then one of their home games is us, and another one of their home games is Central. So they've got a pretty tough schedule coming up, and they'll have the Hayes and Kearney trip. Yeah, so there's a lot of basketball to be played. We just need to keep competing and focus on us.
Well, that's no doubt, even though the schedule's right down about another month or so, but a lot of big games coming up.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. I got to protect your home and then steal some on the road, and our kids are... we're experienced, we know how to win, and we'll continue to do what we do.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV KRNW.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're joined by Matt Trenton. And Matt, good weekend coming up. Northwest of Missouri Western will have the broadcast on Saturday, 1:10 with their pregame for the women, 1:30 tip-off there, and then the men to ball at 3:30.
Yep, always fun to get the rivalry games going there and hopefully see a couple of Bearcat wins. A lot of fun there going on with Carson Sports Grill and the student body sponsoring the ball games, the events going on around it. So a lot of good giveaways and some fun stuff going on.
And one other note this weekend, a big day down in Springfield, Missouri, as on Sunday, as a former Bearcat head men's basketball coach Steve Topmeyer will be inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame on Sunday evening. So a lot of things coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a big weekend. Cool to see Coach Tapp get that honor, and actually went to his basketball camp when I was coming up in high school, so it was kind of cool to have that overlap a little bit there, but great guy, great coach, obviously, did a lot of good things at Northwest, well-deserved honors, so should be a fun weekend.
All right, again, that'll do it for our show here this evening. We'll be back on Wednesday this next week with Bearcat Basketball coming up on Thursday next week with Lincoln, so we'll be here next Wednesday beginning at 6 o'clock here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Reminder that the Coach's Show, underwritten by the Sooner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Sooner Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation, and from the Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Thanks to everyone involved with our program, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.